This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom. Eye on the Storm. Coverage sponsored by your local Chevy dealers. Visit ChevyOffers.com.
Let's start in our WCBS Weather Center. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, what can we expect as the evening commute continues?
Heading east, you will just find wet roads because of very wet snow falling over the western part of the island and still raining over the eastern part of the island. If you're heading into Connecticut, it is, not too much going on right now through most of Connecticut at all. There's some light snow falling in parts of Fairfield County. The rest of the state is just mainly cloudy with a flurry here or there. Hudson Valley, west of the Hudson, it continues to snow, and New Jersey getting the brunt of it once again, with snow falling all along 78 and 80, and even 195 picking up some snow right now. But the highest snowfall totals already are in parts of Morris, Passaic, Warren, Sussex County, and also in Upper Rockland into Orange County. So if you're heading in those directions, that's where you're going to find the heaviest snowfall and the hardest traffic or the hardest roads to navigate through the evening hours. The traffic part is for Tom.
Speak of the devil. Let's check in with Tom quickly. What are the roadways like around the area this afternoon?
Well, you know, where Craig is talking about in central New Jersey, out along Route 78, we're just starting to see a little bit of extra volume now through the New Providence area around Berkeley Heights. But all in all, the traffic volume has been very light, and the road conditions are not terrible for the most part. Route 280, though, that's another really tough spot now on the eastbound side from the Parsippany area up to the hill in West Orange and then down the other side near the Garden State Parkway.
All right, Tom, let's check the roads in Bergen County now. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb, what can you tell us?
Well, I'm going to agree with Tom. I mean, there's much lighter than usual traffic volume. Obviously, everybody listen to the warnings about taking mass transit. We've heard about the crowded trains. And out here in the roadways, as a result, it's not crowded. And I can tell you, I'm looking right over. I'm in a parking lot now in Paramus in Bergen County, and traffic's moving along pretty much at the speed limit, northbound and southbound on Route 17 here. So that tells you how the road conditions are, really pretty good. And working it backwards from Bergen County here on Route 17, I've just told you, Garden State Parkway on the way up here, it's pretty much the speed limit, 50 to 55, a little bit of slush. Route 22, we went out to Springfield to have a look. It was fine there, 45 mile an hour speed limit, everybody doing the speed limit. It was 50 miles per hour on 109. But when you get over to the Pulaski Skyway, it was 35 to 40. And out of the Holland Tunnel, it was 3 to 6 miles per hour. So the usual crowds in Jersey City there. It was tough going until you got from the covered roadway. But other than that, the roadways here are fine, really. So live from Paramus, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
All right, so the trains have been pretty busy. Let's check in with WCBS's Steve Burns. He's live at Penn Station.
Yeah, guys, the trains have been pretty busy. Penn Station is getting pretty busy as the traditional rush hour gets underway. But so far, so good from New Jersey Transit and from Long Island Railroad. Obviously, it is a kind of a high-wire balancing act on a day like today. Usually chaos at Penn Station, but then you add in the weather. Things have a tendency to go south pretty quickly here. But things are moving as usual here. We're looking at New Jersey Transit's board right now, and there are the usual kind of scattered delays. One train canceled due to engineer availability, which is basically the usual for New Jersey Transit these days. Another inbound train is late due to what they say is weather-related conditions. But it is not as bad as it could be here, especially as we saw it, say, last year, that freak November snowstorm when there were delays of upwards of 4 hours. Things are moving here. People are moving. It seems like New Jersey Transit, Long Island Railroad are picking up the load as people ask commuters to take mass transit, leave the car at home. They seem to be listening. And mass transit, at least right now, is coming through for them, guys.
All right, back to Craig Allen in the Weather Center. How about that rain-snow line, Craig?
That rain-snow line is sitting right over central Nassau County and trying to make its way over towards the Nassau-Suffolk border. It is definitely all rain out across or just about all of Suffolk County right now. Nassau has a very wet snow falling, and the snow continues to fall around the five boroughs into the city. It's all snow everywhere else where it is doing something, and I put it that way because parts parts of Connecticut are just dry, just overcast right now, sitting in that big hole, that big lull that is continuing to wrap around the storm. But all the weather maps are indicating all that snow that is falling up to the north in ski country and up in the mid and upper Hudson Valley will be pulled on down by the storm as it finally starts to move away late tonight and into tomorrow morning. So there's a 6 to 12 inch snowfall easily for many areas north and west of 287 in New Jersey. Many spots are already up to that 6, 7, 8, 9 inch mark for parts of Morris and Warren and Sussex County and on up into Orange County. So that's a given. Then you have 3 to 6 closer in towards the northwest suburbs of the city. And then you're dealing with lighter amounts closer to the coastline, perhaps not even up to about 2 inches in some of the coastal areas. The only concern is late tonight and into tomorrow morning for eastern Long Island. One last band of snow could hit the Twin Forks of the island and eastern sections of Connecticut, which we will deal with tomorrow morning. We'll keep an eye on that for you overnight. Tonight's low 26 to 32, icy in untreated areas. And tomorrow, partial sunshine by afternoon, 35 to 40 degrees. Right now in the city, it's 33, snowing, humidity 92%.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.